Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
All right, we are back here on Thursday Night Tailgate, turning on our spotlight on the positive. Bob, who are you putting your spotlight on?
This is a great part of the show, Chris. You know, you could pick from so many, but tonight I'm going to put a special one on Texans defensive back Tremont Smith. I was reading a few things about him during the week, Chris. Back at the end of September, he wanted to visit a hospital to visit some cancer patients. And his mother is a breast cancer survivor. So he's one of these guys that always has that in the back of his mind. So he and his fellow linebacker, Garrett Wallow, we got to give him a shout out too. They went to the Houston Methodist Hospital down there into the breast cancer unit. And he just wanted to visit with people and try to brighten their day. He talked and you got to go to the Texans website on NFL.com, Chris. They actually have a blog entry, that Smith posted on there from that day. And you could almost see the emotion that he felt, between what happened to his mother, and the women he saw there. For example, he came across a girl named Cheryl and she had so much energy in her when he and, his fellow player walked in the room, and he didn't even know that she was just starting her first treatment for ovarian cancer that day. But, to this day, she said they made her day by being there. And it meant so much to her to lift her spirits going through such a tough time. And there's a couple stories like that in the blog. But at the end of it, he says they met a girl named Carolyn who just finished her last treatment for breast cancer. And as you know, the thing when people have their last treatment is ringing a bell when you walk out of the hospital. He was there when she did it. And he said it was almost a life-changing experience, you know, to witness it. And just be a very small part of her celebration. So, that was just before Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So I read this. Of course, I lost my mom to breast cancer, Chris. So I said, yeah, we got a shout out to this guy. So Tremont Smith of the Texans, a good player, but doing even more good things off the gridiron, Chris.
Yeah, he is. I love that story, Bob. Kudos to you for finding it. Kudos to those guys for what they're doing and making a difference in people's lives. That's exactly why we do this segment. And, Bob, this week, I'm going to put my spotlight on not just one player, but I'm going to put it on the Colts organization for their horseshoe helping Thanksgiving meal distribution event that they had just a couple of weeks ago. Right before Thanksgiving, the Colts helped distribute over 2,000 Thanksgiving meals to local families in need. Defensive tackle T.Y. McGill, defensive back Tevin Mitchell, long snapper Matt Overton, running back Josh Robinson, and inside linebacker Junior Silvestri, along with the cheerleaders and the team mascot. They joined up with over 100 other volunteers to prepare and distribute Thanksgiving meals around the community. And Josh Robinson said, I've always wanted to give back. That's what I believe in, to always give back. And I was once there in that position, so it always does my heart good. So kudos to him for that. And in each family, they gave him a turkey, pumpkin pie, 5 pounds of potatoes, corn, green beans, stuffing, cranberry sauce, and gravy. And on top of all of that, 10 local churches received 50 meals for the elderly and those in need families who just weren't able to get out and get to the event, so they brought the food to them. U.S. Food supplied the ingredients to the Colts, so kudos to them for being involved, and of course to the Colts organization for giving people in their community an opportunity to have a great meal and also sit around the table and celebrate Thanksgiving as a family. A wonderful way to give back, Bob. I'm putting my spotlight on the Colts for that. I thought that was a wonderful thing they did for not only local families in need, but then also to go the extra step and get involved with some churches because the elderly who just, you know, physically can't get out and get to an event like that, they brought the food to them. I thought that was fantastic.
Yeah, it is fantastic, Chris. This time of the year, it's almost magnified when there's people struggling, you know, and we could have probably done an entire show on guys in the NFL that help out at Thanksgiving. You know, there's the soup kitchens, et cetera, where, you know, you can go anywhere on these websites and see these guys who give of their own time, especially around the holidays where it even has more meaning, Chris. So, I mean, again, that's our favorite part of the show. And I think this next month, it'll even be more special because that's when people are really struggling and their emotions are high, but these guys continue to go out there and serve the community.
Yeah, fantastic stuff. I agree. All right, my friend, it is time for us to put a bow on this episode of Thursday Night Tailgate. We want to send out our thanks again to Bill Ma, Tony Collins, Vince Glenn, and Dwight Holler for being a part of the show tonight. And Bob, as always, thank you so much for sharing your Thursday nights with me.
All right, thank you too, Chris. Those are four good friends, and we every week we come across four good friends because we've been doing it so long, but I look forward to doing it again next week.
Yes, as do I. And scheduled to join us next week are former Dolphins Pro Bowl wide receiver O.J. McDuffie, former Bills wide receiver, Aurora University head coach, and another one of our TNT guest Hall of Famers, Don Beebe's going to be back with us, as well former Giants and Chiefs defensive back and another TNT guest Hall of Famer, Mark Collins. Looking forward to catching up with Mark. And then, of course, Tony Collins will be here with our five-star picks of the week. You can follow us on social media. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at CT Mascaro. Bob is at Bob_Lazzari. And the show is at TNT Podcast. Please visit us on Facebook as well. We've got a page there for the show. Give us a like. That's very important to us. Plus, you can check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com. And then you'll be able to stay up to date with what our guest schedule looks like. Plus, we give you links back to previous shows and guest segments. And you can find this show as a podcast on a number of great sites. We're all over the net. We're on Podbean. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify. If you've got a favorite podcasting app, we're probably on that one too. Just type in Thursday Night Tailgate in the search bar. You'll find us on that site as well. Bob, take us home, my friend.
Thanks, Chris. I look forward to next week. And we want to thank our great announcer, Joe LaGenusa, for the tremendous job he always does with our intro and ads. Also, a shout-out to Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music. And on behalf of myself and Chris, thanks to everyone out there tonight for listening. We appreciate you the very most. Until next week, good night, Kevin. Good night, Terry. Good night, Rusty. Good night, Coach Reed. We miss you guys.
Coming down the mountain, I take a breath of sin. Can't tell the